Hafner Communications. It's time for Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM. Tune in over the next hour as Corey talks about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
All righty, good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Central, covering the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. I'm Corey Geiger. Thank you for joining us. Hopefully your day is going well. Not quite as just horribly, brutally hot today as it was last weekend. And hopefully you had some good plans or some good fun over the weekend. Our phone lines are open as always, 946-0435, 946-0435. If you want to join us, anything that is on your mind in the world of sports, we can discuss. Here's a fun question for you that I was having a good discussion with people over the weekend. If you could meet any sports figure throughout history, for any criteria, any person, any reason, what would that be? Or who would that be? 946-0435. You could meet anybody, any sports figure throughout history. And it could actually still be somebody who's alive, somebody who has passed. And, you know, if you can take it a step further, who would you want to watch play or perform? Anything along those lines. It's kind of a fun way to look at the history of sports and what means or matters a lot to you. We talked a lot last week. This kind of stemmed from the Babe Ruth discussion I had last week on the show, where I went on and on repeatedly, and I will debate this with anybody, that Babe Ruth is the best baseball player of all time. Because when Willie Mays died, people wanted to, people have been gravitating toward Willie Mays in recent history. And that's why I will just bludgeon you to death with the stats that Babe Ruth had 94 wins as a pitcher and a 2.28 career ERA. Willie Mays didn't do that, nor has any pitcher in the history of the world done that, while also being the greatest hitter and slugger that the game had ever seen by far at that point. So, but now Babe Ruth's not my answer. I've got, different people for different reasons that I would not mind seeing play. But Babe Ruth is in the discussion in terms of, athletes out there that I would not mind or that I would really enjoy seeing play. So if you got somebody, it could be current or in the past, 946-0435. Who's one person, one sports figure that you look at and say, man, if I could have seen that person play live, talked to that person, don't give me gotten an autograph. I don't want to hear that nonsense of who you want autographs from. Make it meaningful that, somebody that you would want to talk to, get a feel, pick their brain a little bit. Dan, what's going on? You're first up. What's up, buddy?
Corey, my topic is, now we sort of talk about this in the future. Now, this swimmer out in the cove there, or Claysburg, or wherever she's from, and everything. She competed in the Olympics.
Olympic trials. Leah Shackley from Bedford?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly who it is. And now, she did reasonably well with everything. But my point of it is, we talked about this before, like I said, about local athletes think they're can walk on the Penn State and or big schools like that, and it never comes to fruition. And see, that's what I'm getting at. See, now she competed in the Olympics trials,
mm-hmm,
and everything. See, these young athletes, now you see, with you coaching these young kids and everything, and you mention a couple that are real, real good, like the coach's son for BG. He, uh, you know, and I'm sure he's doing well, you know. And I'm not going to mention his name or nothing, but anyways, you coached him and everything, and he's progressed. And I asked his dad, too, when, you know, he coaches for BG, assistant coach. And, you know, you get these athletes, you know, like I just said, you know, they think they can walk on, you know, to Penn State, see, and everything. But it's a different world when you get out into the world.
Okay, let me say this, because I know what you're getting at. Not necessarily using the example of any specific kid. I know what you're getting at. Here's the thing. No matter how good of a player you are locally in any sport, until you get out and compete with athletes from other areas, you really don't know. There's a lot of things going on here, Dan. You're talking youth, and I'll start with the swimmer. I'm somewhat familiar with Leah Shackley. We were members at the Y, and she swam out there. She's 17 years old. She's a world class. She finished, I think, in one event, she finished seventh in the Olympic trials. I didn't quite see all the other places she has. She's 17 years old. She's going to NC State. She is a world class swimmer, and the difference between world class swimmers is often 1 or 2 seconds or half of a second, that kind of thing. So swimming is one of those things, you have a time. You know whether you're in Bedford, Pennsylvania or Texas or Florida, if you put up a time in the 100-meter breaststroke or backstroke or whatever, your time compares to everyone in the world who ever lived. If you're a baseball player and you're a great baseball player at Central Martinsburg, like, say, the Paxton Kling kid, you don't necessarily know how your skills translate until you get out in the world and you compete with other kids, travel ball, tournaments, that kind of stuff. Now he's at LSU and doing well. And Little League World Series kids from Hollidaysburg are an example. They're crushing local competition. How good are they? Well, they get to Williamsport and they win a couple games. You're talking about maybe the greatest team we've ever had from this area in any sport. So what you're getting at is, no matter how good you are at whatever, you know, whatever sport, whatever age, you're never fully going to realize unless you push yourself and you get out and go against the top competition. Now, look, this is for basketball. If you're a lower level school in basketball, maybe you're only competing against certain kind of kids in high school, but you'll also go into the AAU circuit. You'll play some summer basketball or whatever the case might be to push yourself and compete against better players.
Well, and your boy's playing ball.
Yeah, my boy plays travel ball. I see it all over the place. I mean, we were just in a tournament in Pittsburgh. I see excellent baseball players every weekend. I see excellent baseball players here in Altoona. We have excellent baseball players. Some here in Altoona, you see them everywhere. Let me just say this. More so than thinking that you can go to college and play sports, what I have truly found, I can honestly say this, what I have truly found, the myth that people have about people, about, you know, kids who do travel ball or playing lots of sports, is thinking that all they care about is college. That's not remotely true. The kids aren't thinking about that ever. I've never encountered a youth athlete ever that thinks that they're going to go off and be some kind of college or professional star. They're enjoying right now. Sure. Do parents have dreams that their kids might do this or that? Maybe. But quite frankly, most parents I've ever encountered, they live in the reality of, we're enjoying this. I think a lot of times, especially at really, really high levels, people think, oh, travel sports and all that stuff, it's just unrealistic dreams. You think your kid's going to be some kind of professional. No, I think that people enjoy going on trips with their kids and being around other people with common interests, and it's fun. We do. My kid's not going to play college baseball. Might not play high school baseball. I don't know. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. But we have fun with what we're doing now, and to me, that's what has to be preached to athletes. Live in the moment. Do the very best you can right now.
And it should be that way.
And whatever happens down the road, let it happen. And this is a secondary thought I'll give this. Again, I coach teenagers, young youth people. Just because you're great at 10 or 12 or 14 doesn't mean jack about what you're going to be at 18. Because you might be crushing that one kid when you're 13, and then that kid grows 6 inches and gains 40 pounds, and now he's crushing you. You see what I'm getting at? I tell the story frequently of Scottie Pippen, who's from the University of Central Arkansas, right down the road from where I grew up. I went to his basketball camp. Scottie Pippen went to the University of Central Arkansas as a manager. As a manager. He didn't play as a freshman. He was 6 feet tall. Then he grew like 8 inches. So Scottie Pippen gained a career by growing 8 inches when he was 19 years old. So that's the thing. You never quite know who's gonna be that man, that 14-year-old who's 6'3" and shaving and driving a car and maybe is married and has kids somewhere. I'm joking about the last part. But we all know that man, that 14-year-old man who is like a foot taller than everybody else. And then all of a sudden you come back to that guy 10 years later and he's still the exact same size and maybe other people have outgrown him. That's the kind of stuff that happens with young people.
Now, Corey, another subject is that shooting that was in Arkansas, was that anywhere near your hometown?
It was not. That was a smaller town, pretty far away.
Okay. Thanks, Corey.
All right, Dan. Appreciate it, man. 946-0435. We'll take your calls after this.
If you thought the fireworks were over after the 4th, you're mistaken. J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars has a red-hot deal on cigars July 5th and 6th during their After the 4th event at both their Chambersburg and Alexandria locations. Stock up on Drew Estate, Arturo Fuente, Oliva, and many more. And when you shop at J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars, don't forget the swag like ashtrays, lighters, and much more. Don't miss the After the 4th event July 5th and 6th at both locations of J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars, Alexandria and Chambersburg. J.M. Boswell, come for the deals. Stay for the smoke.
At Shoe Fly, they think on their feet so you can walk in comfort and style. When you step into Shoe Fly, you'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable staff who will assist you in finding the perfect shoe for any occasion. Shoe Fly believes that every foot problem has a fitting solution, and they will work with you to make sure you don't have to sacrifice style for comfort. For more information or to schedule a professional fitting with one of Shoe Fly's fit specialists, visit their website, shoeflystores.com. Shoe Fly. Your feet will thank you.
So you need a good, reliable vehicle, but let's face it, the economy's not great. Gas and grocery prices are sky high. Bottom line is the price. So what do? You go to J&P Auto Mart. The folks at J&P Auto Mart know how you feel. That's why they want to give you the lowest prices possible, the bottom line price on a good used car or truck. Shop online at jnpautomart.com or come in and see the inventory in person. Ask about financing too. Good vehicles at the lowest possible prices. J&P Auto Mart, 1906 Pleasant Valley Boulevard in Altoona.
Get to Mattis Motorsports now for CF Moto ATVs and side-by-sides. Mattis Motorsports is also your headquarters for trailers, both open and closed. Campers, brands like Astoria, Gulfstream, Puma, and more. Bad Boy Zero Turn Mowers in Lear and ARE truck cabs. Give Mattis Motorsports a call at 814-940-6288. Or check them out in person at 1702 East Pleasant Valley Boulevard in the Greenwood section of Altoona. And remember,
if it doesn't say Mattis, you paid too much.
Phoenix Domus Rise Above Halfway House offers residential treatment for adult males affected by drug or alcohol addiction. Their facility is located in the Fairview Hills section of Altoona and is licensed to house 16 adult male residents who are seeking halfway house treatment services. Phoenix Domus is actively looking for referrals. Email referrals at phoenixdomus.com or call 814-515-2055. Rise above the grips of addiction. Let Phoenix Domus Rise Above Halfway House help.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 3-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
No one knows the importance of a great assist more than Lowe's and Leo Messi. That's why we've teamed up to give MyLowe's Rewards members 10 times the points when Messi makes an assist during CONMEBOL Copa America USA 2024. Activate this offer starting June 20th, so when Messi assists, you score. Shop the day after an assist to earn those extra points. Not a MyLowe's Rewards member? Join for free today. Visit Lowe's.com/Messi for more details.
With Progressive's Home Quote Explorer, you can check if you're paying too much for home insurance, because giving you options is the right thing to do.
Oh yeah, like bringing brownies to a dinner party. But I never bring brownies with nuts, because not everyone likes nuts, so they wouldn't eat those brownies. And even people who do like nuts will still eat brownies without them. Why? Because they're brownies.
But still, it's the right thing to do. So compare rates with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hank FM.
That was an interesting call by Dan. I think what he was getting at, and I do have these discussions with people as well. Sometimes when you are a star athlete locally, here's a good way to phrase this. Which would you rather be? Put yourself in somebody's shoes like this. You can answer this. I'd love to hear anybody's thoughts. So say you're a star local athlete here and you have a chance to walk on at Penn State or go get a scholarship at Cal PA. It can be in anything, baseball, basketball, football. You can go get a scholarship to Shippensburg, Slippery Rock, or you can go walk on at Penn State. If you want to keep it strictly to football, because that does make the conversation very, very interesting. Would you rather be that big fish in a small pond or a small fish in a big pond? Now, a year or so ago, we interviewed Shane McGregor, quarterback at Central Cambria High School many years ago. He wound up going to Penn State and walking on, and I believe he got a scholarship at the end. Shane, just awesome dude. He even got to play some. I think he got in a game, one or two games in his career. He could have gone to like a Slippery Rock or a Cal PA or something like that and maybe been a starting quarterback or competed for a starting quarterback job. He was never going to be the starting quarterback at Penn State. He chose to go to Penn State for the experience. So which would you rather be? The big fish in the small pond or the small fish in the big pond? A lot of kids do have to answer this question. They're in the situation where, you know, no matter where they play, Altoona, BG, wherever, they are really good in high school, could probably go to a certain level of school and play a lot, but the notoriety wouldn't be there. Penn State does offer, specifically Penn State, offers a tremendous opportunity. Even if you walk on at Penn State and never see the field in a game, you are practicing against extremely top-level college football talent every single day for your entire college career or as long as you stay. You get to play in the blue-white game most of the time. You get to, you know, be out there on the field, walking out of the tunnel in front of 107,000 people. Would you rather be the 80th person on the team and you're never going to get into a game, but you get to walk out onto the field in front of 107,000 people? Or go to Slippery Rock and you're a starting linebacker playing in front of, I don't want to diminish the fan base. I'll try to look it up here. What's Slippery Rock averaging? Maybe 1,500 fans per game? Slippery Rock football average attendance. So you see what I'm getting at? Big fish in a small pond, small fish in a big pond. Me personally, I would want to play. Not that this ever came up. Oh, in 2017, the Rock had an average home attendance of 6,469. That's actually pretty darn good. So see, that's why I didn't want to downplay Slippery Rock, because they do have good football tradition. But again, the point. Me personally, I would never want to go somewhere where I'm just sitting on the bench all the time. If that meant going to a lower level team to be able to play, absolutely. I'm competitive. I would want to be out there for games. To me, you can improve in practice. People have no idea how good the fourth and fifth string players are at Penn State. They're fantastic. Guys that play basketball that would never get on the court for Penn State can come to your local gym and they'll shred you. People don't necessarily know that. All right, we got Jar. What's up, buddy? How you doing, pal?
I'm doing just fine. So your question earlier is about what athlete you would like to see.
Yes, sir. Yeah, if anybody wants to do that, go ahead.
It's a whole team. It's the 1980 Olympic hockey team.
Nice. That's a good
one. That was amateur sports at its epitome right there. And I would, if I could have had a choice, I would love to be there to witness that in person. I watched it on TV and know how exciting and thrilling it was. To be there in person would have been awesome. But like I said, it's the epitome of amateur sports
now,
that we lost now.
Yeah, but yeah, you're right. We don't have that anymore, and that's never coming back. What about that team specifically? Does anything stand out to you? Because that's really probably the most storied team in American history. What about them stands out to you specifically?
That they were underdogs and didn't have a chance, but they, you know, it just they called a miracle, you know. So I think that's what that nobody expected them to do, and they hung in there and made it happen. But like I said, it's just the fact it's the perfect example of amateur sports.
Awesome, great stuff, man. I love that. I love that answer. Thanks, pal.
All right. Thank you.
Anybody else want to weigh in on that? That's a good question. If you could meet an athlete, talk to an athlete or team at any point in history, watch a game. Bob in Altoona, what's up, Bob? How you doing, pal?
I'm good. Well, Corey, what I wanted to talk about, I actually witnessed this, where a kid from Hall-Leesburg went down. I don't know. I can't remember what his position was, but he went down to Penn State, you know, and just was on the team. It was when Joe Paterno was there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he played, you know, he was there for 4 years and graduated. But then it opened doors for him.
Absolutely.
You know, to get in. When he put that on a resume, you know, it opened doors. And then he, you know, he came working where I was, and it make you sick, Corey. The man crushes these guys had on him just because he played for Joe Paterno or was on his team. So it's, you know, I'd rather, it might have to be 1,000 times better, but I'd rather play for Slippery Rock and play.
Yeah, I'm so glad you mentioned that. That is absolutely, without question, one of the key components of, again, I'm not talking about every school would open doors for you, but Penn State around here, if you go to Penn State and you played football, even if you never got on the field, the people that you would meet, the doors it would open, the communication you could have with people there in the business world, alumni, all of these things, absolutely, there's no question about it. It can set you up for life. Even having said that, Bob, let me ask you this. I don't know this person. I don't know who you're talking about. I'm sure he benefited tremendously from everything that you just mentioned. I'll also guarantee with 99% certainty that some part of him always wondered how he would have done if he had played at a smaller school.
I guarantee it. And I'll tell you another one. He worked with my daughter, but he had game. He was my favorite player, one of my favorite players, Isaac Smolko.
Oh, yeah. He had a nice head. Caught the pass against Northwestern. Helped them beat them in 05.
Yeah. He was my favorite. Well, you know, then it was like, and here she is working with him. Talk about man crush. You know, it's like, and that opened doors for him. You know, he has a really good, you know, he was in the NFL for a while.
You personally, you're a walk-on from Hollidaysburg Area High School in Pennsylvania, and you're going to be a fourth-string safety at Penn State for 4 years, and you're going to be part of that alumni association. You're going to meet everybody. You're going to go to some bowl games. You're going to have a blast. Or you can go be the starting safety at Cal PA. You're going to record over the course of your career 8 interceptions, you're going to have, let's say, about a decent career for a safety. You're going to have 150 tackles in your career. Your team's going to be, I think they play 10 games in the PSAC. Your team maybe 11. So your team's going to go 7-4 every year. I'm going to give you 7-4, 8 interceptions, 150 tackles. You started for 2.5 years, or you go to Penn State and you get all that. Which one of those are you taking?
Yeah, I'm taking getting to play.
Are you taking getting to play? Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's like what that I thought, just one other thing, that kid from Bishop, gentleman, from Bishop Guilfoyle 2 years ago that went to Penn State, I thought he made a mistake, but it looks like he's maybe going to get a chance to be a wide receiver.
Now, would that be Carson Kiesewetter?
Yes. Yeah, I forgot his name.
Yeah, I think he could be in. I mean, they've got all kinds of issues at Penn State, but he could be in the, you know, in the mix at some point. He is listed right now as a true freshman. No, he's a safety right now, so maybe they're moving.
Oh, safety. That's right. Yeah. It was safety that, you know, but it sounds like he's a really hard worker.
Well, sure. Hey, look, there have been walk-ons. Matt McGloin was a walk-on. So, I mean, Josh Hull was a walk-on. Deion Butler was a walk-on. That's the thing. Everybody dreams of being that. You walk on and you become a star and then you get your scholarship eventually. But that doesn't happen for 95-98% of those kids.
No.
Thanks, Bob.
Anyway, that's enough of me, Corey.
Appreciate the call, buddy. So there you go. There's the scenario. I'll play out that scenario for you. All right. You can be, you know, Carson Kiesewetter, notwithstanding. I'm not talking about him, but you could be. Say you're a defensive back. You're a safety, and you can go to Cal PA. And you can go 7-4 every year. Pretty decent teams, not great teams. Maybe 1 year you go 6-5. And you're going to start for two and a half years. And I'm going to give you 6 to 8 interceptions for your career. And you're going to average 30-40 tackles a year. That's a decent number for a safety, all right? So you're going to take that career or walk on at Penn State, get to play in the blue-white game several times, walk out through the tunnel, 107,000 fans, get a Penn State degree. The degree is important, not to diminish Cal PA's degree. It's a fine academic institution. It's not Penn State. You're going to get the doors open for you from the communications department, aspect, though. Which one of those are you taking? The big fish in the small pond at Cal PA? Small fish in the big pond at Penn State? We'll take your calls after this.
NASCAR Cup Series race recap from New Hampshire Motor Speedway. I'm Kerry Murphy. Taking a look, 10-1, Ross Chastain at number 10. Then you got Martin Truex Jr., John Hunter Nemechek, number 8. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Tyler Reddick, Chris Buescher, 5. Kyle Larson, Josh Berry, 3. And Chase Briscoe ends up one spot short of the win. To victory lane, Christopher Bell sweeps the weekend, winning both the Xfinity and Cup Series races. It's the second win in 5 starts at New Hampshire for Seabell. 7 New Hampshire wins in 11 National Series starts. Third win this season. He led 146 laps, a season high for him, and is now second in points to Kyle Larson. Other stories on the day, Kyle Busch's woes continue, going 2 laps down at one point, spinning a couple of times, even crashing under caution to end his day. The 48 car of Alex Bowman did not finish with an extremely rare blown engine from Hendrick Motorsports. Chase Elliott and Joey Logano tangle and wrecked in the final stage. Brad Keselowski and Martin Truex Jr. kind of did the same thing before the rains came. For the first time ever, NASCAR restarted a race after a rainstorm on an oval. They did it last year at the street course in Chicago, if you remember. They used wet weather tires, similar to the tires on your passenger car, to go back racing on lap 82. Lots of strategy in this one. Wet, dry, and even darkness played a role. Up next for the NASCAR Cup Series is Nashville, going down Sunday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern on NBC. You're on the final lap.
With Progressive's Home Quote Explorer, you can check if you're paying too much for home insurance, because giving you options is the right thing to do.
Oh, yeah, like bringing brownies to a dinner party. But I never bring brownies with nuts, because not everyone likes nuts, so they wouldn't eat those brownies. And even people who do like nuts will still eat brownies without them. Why? Because they're brownies.
but still it's the right thing to do. So compare rates with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to Hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy.
Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast. Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast.
If you thought the fireworks were over after the 4th, you're mistaken. J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars has a red-hot deal on cigars July 5th and 6th during their After the 4th event at both their Chambersburg and Alexandria locations. Stock up on Drew Estate, Arturo Fuente, Oliva, and many more. And when you shop at J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars, don't forget the swag like ashtrays, lighters, and much more. Don't miss the After the 4th event July 5th and 6th at both locations of J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars, Alexandria and Chambersburg. J.M. Boswell, come for the deals. Stay for the smoke.
All righty, 946-0435. Two really good questions out there. I know it's hot. I know it's a Monday. People don't want to chime in too much. That's okay. I got you. 946-0435. I do want to get back to the first one I was asking about which athlete you would want to see the most from the past. And again, I mentioned Babe Ruth a little bit earlier. He would not be my number one answer. But in talking about this with somebody over the weekend, I don't really have a true number one answer. My mind doesn't really work that way. I don't so much idolize sports figures or anything like that. So I have mad respect for certain figures throughout the game. Tony Gwynn, Ted Williams in baseball. I'd love to see those guys, but I got to watch Tony Gwynn hit. But baseball is kind of a boring game anyway. Do you want to, you know? So then there's Muhammad Ali, to watch Muhammad Ali fight. But Muhammad Ali meant more to fighting and to sports than just his fights. And then, so there's Jackie Robinson. Do I want to just watch Jackie Robinson play or meet him? But because Jackie Robinson meant more than just the games. So I don't have a great answer on anybody specifically that I would have wanted. I got to watch a lot of people. You know, my favorite football player growing up was Dan Marino. My favorite basketball players were like Syracuse basketball players, Pearl Washington, Sherman Douglas. I got to watch them on TV, you know, so watching them in person wouldn't necessarily have been a huge deal to me. Roberto Clemente is always intriguing to me. I've never seen much footage of Roberto Clemente. Roots Sports, I think is what it was called at the time, 4 or 5 years ago, they replayed the World Series in the 70s with the Pirates and the Orioles, and showing Roberto Clemente play. It's 1971, and it's the first time I'd ever seen footage from the 71 World Series. It's the first time I'd ever watched Roberto Clemente play. You hear so much about Roberto Clemente and how legendary he was and the arm and the way he ran and all that stuff, but I'd never seen footage of Roberto Clemente play until 4, 5, 6 years ago, whenever it was, when Roots Sports showed the 71 World Series games, and it was pretty cool. You know, everything you'd always heard about Roberto's later in his career, you know, a little bit more than a year before he died tragically in a plane crash. But Roberto Clemente would be a guy that I would have enjoyed watching play just to see. I'll be perfectly honest with you, because I think Roberto is overrated. Yes, I said it. I would want to watch Roberto every day to see what kind of player he is. Roberto's impact on Latin players was sensational. His tragic death, just very, very, very sad. Great person going on a humanitarian mission. Roberto was an excellent baseball player. Roberto was not one of the best baseball players who ever lived. I'm talking like top 5 or 10 or anything like that. He hit 240 home runs. He did have 3,000 hits right on the nose. 240 home runs, .317 batting average. He did strike out a ton. But very, very good player. Career OPS of .834. That's really good. It's not legendary. Oh, out of this world. So part of the Roberto Clemente legend is that people who say, "Oh, he's the best baseball player I ever saw." Well, he wasn't. I mean, he wasn't better than Willie Mays. He wasn't better than Stan Musial. He wasn't better than, you know, Frank Robinson and Brooks Robinson and some of the other players of those times that hit twice as many home runs. And so, but what Roberto meant to the whole Latin community, being the Latin American superstar, added to his legacy. So I would like to go back and watch Roberto play every day to see what it was like every day. How consistent was he? Did he do some things that might make you think that he does fall into that category of best players of all time? Because, again, while he was a great player, I think some of his legend has been oversold a little bit from people who say that they want 21 retired throughout baseball because of what he meant to the Latin community and all that stuff. Again, I know that's blasphemy to some people. Geiger, how dare you criticize Roberto Clemente? I'm not. I'm just saying he's not one of the 5 or 10 or 20 greatest baseball players of all time. Not statistically, not, you know, by any reasonable measure does he fall into that category. We do have our phone lines open. You want to join us, 946-0435. Our show brought to you today, as it is every day, by J.M. Boswell's Pipes and Cigars. Anything you're looking for, from pipes, cigars, tobacco blends, head on over to J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. They're open 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturday. Always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell's pipe. So you want to join us, 946-0435. If there's a player out there that you'd like to watch or meet throughout history, who would that be? We've got Dave in Hollidaysburg. Hang on, my phone line here is not quite letting me get you, Dave. There we go. What's up, Dave? How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Corey. How you doing?
All right, man. What's going on?
Not much. Just enjoying the drive home. In answer to your question about sports figures, I was listening to your discussion about Clemente, and I think even though it's a bigger sports figure, I think the same thing applies to Muhammad Ali in terms of not just his fights, but his out-of-the-ring activity mm-hmm. in terms of the Vietnam War and other things like that.
Yes.
And to some extent, you can take what you said about Roberto Clemente and apply it, I think, to Muhammad Ali, in the sense of he stood for something bigger than just his fights. His
yes.
political stance, what he was willing to sacrifice or give up in terms of that issue. So I think that's who I would like to just talk to.
Yeah, and he's so interesting. I've read a lot about Muhammad Ali from his Cassius Clay days and the name change and everything he stood for. He would be, and you know, the sad irony is he lost his ability to communicate later on in life because of the health issues and everything like that, because he was, by all accounts, a brilliant person, very, very thoughtful, someone who, you know, had obviously had charisma and panache and all that stuff, but he could articulate a lot of different things in a lot of different areas. He, you know, could you imagine somebody telling Muhammad Ali to shut up and dribble? You know, to just kind of stay in your lane kind of guy? Muhammad Ali might come up and pound you. You know, right? I mean, that's certainly the way he was.
Well, the other thing, too, is, I mean, it's sort of 2020 hindsight, but at the time that he said, I'm not going to serve, and they were stripping him of his titles, at that point, that could have been it. I mean, he may have not been reinstated. He may have not been able to fight again. And that kind of political courage sometimes, I think, speaks louder than his fights themselves, even though he was brilliant in the ring. And obviously the Joe Frazier Muhammad Ali fights and even the George Foreman in Manila were tremendous battles to some extent. His whole stance, political stance, and being able to articulate in a time where it was not going to be looked upon favorably and possibly never be able to fight again. He was giving up a lot for what he believed in.
You know, my mind is racing with a lot of different thoughts and a lot of. Do you have a couple minutes to hang on here? Because you brought this up.
Sure.
I'd like to pick your brain on this. So, Ted Williams, a lot of athletes, baseball players, gave up years of their baseball careers to go serve in World War II and some in Korea. Now, World War II was a clear enemy. Germany was doing terrible things. Everyone in our country, from what I gather historically, was behind World War II. The baseball players, could you imagine Mike Trout and these great baseball players today having to give up 2 years of baseball to go fight a war? It would never happen. Max Scherzer, you got to go fight a war. It would never happen today. But World War II was a clear us against them. Vietnam was not that. Vietnam was everybody, there was no consensus in any way in this country. People were so against that war. So I'm going to kind of juxtapose these a little bit. You know, some athletes just had to go and fight. But Muhammad Ali came along at a time where he disagreed with the politics of what was going on in the country at the time. And so did popular opinion disagree with it as well. Mm-hmm. Do you see the juxtaposition I'm trying to make compared to, say, World War II?
Well, I agree. Now, there were a few, and the football player that joined the Rangers and died.
Pat Tillman.
In the recent conflict. Yeah. Now, I think there would be some like that, but I think I agree with you that the whole perspective has changed at this point. And I agree with you in World War. Now, there were some people who didn't want the United States to get in war until Pearl Harbor happened. And then obviously we jumped into the whole World War II thing. So, yeah, I agree with you. It was a much more clearly defined war than the Vietnam War.
Yes.
The Vietnam War, obviously, you know, communism and that type of thing and the domino theory. It was to some extent an abstract concept. While I think World War II was much clearer in terms of what was on the other side, who was the enemy, what they were doing, and it was, I think, very obvious the call to your patriotism and call to human decency in terms of willing to fight and willing to give up what you had in order to potentially lay down your life for a supreme cause.
Yeah, and it's fascinating to look back. I don't know if you caught the show I did a few weeks ago where I talked about the Dixie Chicks. The Dixie Chicks were canceled because they said they were embarrassed by President Bush during the Iraq War, and they were destroyed from a PR standpoint, and they lost their careers for a little while. Then the rest of the country came around to agree with them. And popular opinion changed because when they made their comments, 9/11 was not too much before that. They were making political statements and they were basically canceled. But then But then the rest of the country kind of understood, hey, probably we probably shouldn't be involved in this stuff. Maybe the Dixie Chicks were all right. I just wonder, and again, with Colin Kaepernick, the way Kaepernick went about it wearing socks with a police officer depicted as pigs, that's reprehensible. But a lot of the things Colin Kaepernick stood for are true. And yet he'll never play football again. When these athletes get involved in these political things, I guess, or entertainers, I guess, Dave, the one thing I could say is they had better have popular opinion on their side. If they have popular opinion on their side, which I think Muhammad Ali, whether he did or didn't from when he started, he certainly did at some point, versus if you don't have popular opinion on your side, you do run the risk of really canceling yourself. All right, Dave, I think we lost you there. But anyway, those are fascinating discussions. That's really intriguing about Muhammad Ali, because I've read a lot about Muhammad Ali and his stances on the politics in the country. And you just try to wonder, would something like that fly today? Would something like that fly in today's modern era with all – and we saw with Colin Kaepernick. If you take a stance, but it's not a popular stance, you run the risk of that. That's it for you.
If you thought the fireworks were over after the 4th, you're mistaken. J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars has a red-hot deal on cigars July 5th and 6th during their After the 4th event at both their Chambersburg and Alexandria locations. Stock up on Drew Estate, Arturo Fuente, Oliva, and many more. And when you shop at J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars, don't forget the swag like ashtrays, lighters, and much more. Don't miss the After the 4th event July 5th and 6th at both locations of J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars, Alexandria and Chambersburg. J.M. Boswell, come for the deals. Stay for the smoke.
If you're a customer of Davidson Snacks Outlet, stand by for an important announcement. Davidson Snacks Outlet has moved to a new location. The folks at Davidson Snacks Outlet feel blessed to watch their business become a success, and they want to thank their employees and you. Davidson Snacks Outlet's new location is 16843 Dunnings Highway in Duncansville. It's the same great variety of your favorite snacks and great service now at a new location. 16843 Dunnings Highway, Duncansville. Davidson Snacks Outlet.
ARC Federal Credit Union can help you with many of the important things in life. If you'd like to become a member, ARC has growing opportunities, and you'd be surprised at how easy it is to qualify now that ARC includes over 24 local employers and organizations. And with 2 branches, it's easier than ever. Services like business loans, online banking, and mobile deposit. Let us show you the many benefits of being a member of ARC Federal Credit Union. Stop into 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
It's a grand slam.
Everyone loves a grand slam, and now you can score one with Kepner's Grandview Meats. Stop in at Kepner's Grandview Meats from now until the end of the curve season and register for the Grandview Grand Slam Contest. If your name is called out during WRTA mornings and a grand slam is hit, you win a $100 gift certificate from Kepner's Grandview Meats, the home of quality meats, hot and cold subs, and more. Stop in and register. No purchase necessary. Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasant Valley Boulevard, Altoona.
Got Medicaid or are you uninsured? Do you need a doctor? We love to care at Gloria Gates Care, and we're now accepting new members. At Gloria Gates Care, we've got all your needs in one place, and we welcome you to come join us while we help you to receive the quality care you deserve. At Gloria Gates Care, we're redefining healthcare. For office hours and more information, call 814-300-7777. Gloria Gates Care, 2525 9th Avenue, Suite B, Altoona. Online at GloriaGatesCare.com.
All right, that's good music right there. Hey, you really got me now. That's good stuff, man. But yeah, Clarkster, join us, 946-0435. You want to hop online? What's up, Clarkster? How you doing?
Yeah, Mr. Controversy here.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, right now there's no draft.
Yep.
So that couldn't happen.
But that's conceivable. We could have a draft at some point in the future, depending on world events.
Well, you're supposed to register for it.
Right? Yeah. Yep.
You know, so the next controversy will be, will women be included in the draft? Anyway, the thing I want to pose, though, Muhammad Ali objected for other reasons, but wonder if the question was posed to him, if it was the Second World War, would he have participated?
Yeah, and while I was saying what I was saying a few minutes ago, I was thinking the exact same thing. And that's why I tried to be a little careful because, look, I'm not looking to walk on people's legacies, but
no.
I've never read stories of Ted Williams or any of those baseball players complaining about giving up. And they weren't making tons and tons of money. They were making good money for baseball, but I never read any stories about them complaining about going. You are right. There was a draft then, and it's very, very different now. But the difference to me, Clark, is we had a common enemy. They bombed Pearl Harbor. They're killing millions of people over there. We've got to go. They are evil. We've got to vanquish evil. Nobody even, what percentage of people in this country even knew what the hell Vietnam was before the Vietnam War?
He had the notoriety in his favor. Okay, you had plenty of guys that probably were drafted, you know, had the fear of not having the protection he had of notoriety, and a lot of them went off to Canada, you know. So, you know, there was some issues there that are only dynamic to him as opposed to the average person that would have the same quandary, you know, about being drafted back then.
Not trying to date you, but you lived through that. Now, we didn't have the 24/7 media circus that we do now, but what was public opinion like when this was going on? My understanding is a lot of people were against Muhammad Ali early on and then realized this war and all of this is a bunch of bullcrap.
Right, but, you know, where he was venturing, he had a lot on his side. You had an administration where they're going to push the envelope for any number of reasons regarding him. And a lot of times you heard stories about what sports figures did, even in the Second World War, where they just went off and played games or had boxing, shows,
mm-hmm.
different things that they did. So,
but Ted Williams actually fought like 37 fighter jet missions.
Oh, Jimmy Stewart, you know, the
mm-hmm.
actor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were greatly decorated during the war and different things. But he had some sort of insulation that the average person that may have wanted to take that stance was going to leave themselves exposed to that objection. You know, objecting to the war. And there were those that did go in that wouldn't participate in the physicality of being an infantryman or something and take some other job. So, you know, it was a different time. We don't have a draft. The draft is ended. So now we have a volunteer situation. So I don't think you're ever going to see, unless the next wars will be push-button wars.
We don't have to go too far down that path, but that's true. We'll never have another draft again because the public would not stand for it nowadays. It's just there's no way.
It's interesting to think what he would have done when it was WW2, if that was phrased that way.
Yeah, the whole conscientious objector thing, that did fit the bill for Vietnam.
I think he actually objected to war in general, you know, in that case. Granted, he had something on his side because the war was falling out of favor
mm-hmm.
and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw the futility of what was going on. But the average person didn't have the benefit of objecting in the context that he was objecting.
Well, before we run, who would be one athlete or a sports figure from the past that you would most like to either watch or meet?
Well, I saw him play Will Chamberlain. That's one. I mean, so I saw him play. But to see the Wilt and the old Celtics and the Warriors battles again, you know. But we know what the outcome was going to be. So it's hard to say who I would. I mean, I saw Roberto Clemente. His arm was outrageous, you know, from right field and everything. And so a lot of the players you're talking about, I have seen, But, yes, I guess it would be nice to see some of them again. So
good stuff, man. Appreciate the call. 946-0435. You want to jump in with an athlete that you would like to watch throughout history? I'll be honest with you. I'd like to watch Michael Jordan again. That's somebody that when we have these discussions nowadays about greatest player this, greatest player that, we've talked about that a lot over the past couple weeks of how would those Bulls teams do against modern teams. Hell, I'd like to see that. I'd like to see the 90s Bulls against the Warriors from a few years ago. That would be something truly fantastic. In terms of eras, I can't go back and say, I'd like to see the 1940s Yankees versus the 1990s Yankees. It doesn't work that way. I don't think there'd be any competition there whatsoever with the way baseball's changed. Football, no. You can't say, I'd like to see the 70s Steelers play Tom Brady and the Patriots in 2007. The Steelers would get destroyed, get absolutely pummeled. But basketball, it does kind of hold up. So maybe my answer, if I could see one thing, one athlete, maybe it would be a game or a series between Jordan and the Bulls from the 90s versus, I would still say the best team from the last decade or so was that Warriors dynasty. So versus those guys, hitting all the threes, that would be a lot of fun. All right, again, want to thank our presenting sponsor, J.M. Boswell's, for all they do for our program. If you're without a great cigar for you and your friends, visit J.M. Boswell's before hunting, fishing, tailgating, or a great football game. They'll make your visit easy and fast, and you don't want to show up to that tailgate party or hunting trip with your friends without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria. Always open online at boswellpipes.com. Intern Nathan will be with us tomorrow. And if you missed this, we did it for the first time yesterday. We're going to try it again tomorrow. Nathan's going to take over doing the show for maybe the last 15, 20 minutes tomorrow. He'll be the host and kind of give him some opportunity to get his feet wet, what it's like hosting the show, leading the conversations, going into and out of topics, reading the commercials and all that stuff. It's easy to have sports ideas. A lot of you out there, and I'm thankful that you call, a lot of you out there, you've got sports ideas. Trying to put it together in a cohesive, you know, broadcast is, it's a lot different. And I've done this with a lot of people over the years. Some are phenomenal at it, much better than me. Some people who do broadcasts, they stumble in and out of words and not always concise or clear what exactly they're trying to say. So I'm looking forward to seeing how intern Nathan does here over the next couple weeks as we give him some opportunities. He'll host probably the second half of the show tomorrow, and then maybe here in a few weeks, Nathan can host the entire show. Good discussion on some stuff today, folks. I would want to get some more calls on that topic of big fish in a small pond or not, or a small fish in a big pond, which you'd rather be. We may save that discussion for another day because there are a lot of layers there that can go into your choice. All right, folks, have a good night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sports Central is an exclusive presentation of 96.1 Hank FM. WKMC Roaring Spring, Altoona.